All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. As nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new kitchen table, or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you, as MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. Now you can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now it is that time of the week, folks. My weekly picks in the world of the National Football League. Had an exciting game this past Thursday night as the Seattle Seahawks were able to protect home field versus the Green Bay Packers. But with that said, we have some good games on tap for tomorrow as well as the Monday night affair. And with that said, here are my picks for week number 11 in the NFL season. Now, a big one in Atlanta, as you're going to have a pair of 4-5 teams getting it on, as the Atlanta Falcons will host the Dallas Cowboys. For the winner, they'll be able to hang around in the wild card picture, while for the loser, they will definitely be fighting an uphill battle. Now, if you're Dallas, you want to be able to capitalize off of the momentum that you got for yourself when you went on the road last Sunday night and defeated the Philadelphia Eagles. And the key to that is getting your running game established early and often, which means a heavy dose of running back Ezekiel Elliott. But with that said, if the Falcons begin to stack the box, try to take away Ezekiel Elliott, quarterback Dak Prescott has to be efficient. And things have gotten a little bit easier for him to be efficient now that he has a go-to guy at wide receiver in Amari Cooper. But for this Cowboys defense, they are one of the better units in the NFL, and they will definitely have their hands full with the Falcons offense that is looking to get back on track after they were shut down last week versus the Cleveland Browns. I look for Matt Ryan, the Falcons quarterback, to try to go out there and establish himself early, and wide receiver Julio Jones is definitely going to put some stress on this Dallas secondary. I think this will be a back and forth affair, arguably one of the better games of the day, and more than likely the last team to possess the football will win. Thus, I'm going to take the Falcons at home by the score of 31-27. Now, in the Motor City, you're going to have the 3-6 Detroit Lions hosting the 6-3 Carolina Panthers in a battle of teams that are going in different directions. However, Carolina is 6-3, but they're only 1-3 on the road this season. Now, the matchup that I'm looking for in this game, I'm looking for the Panthers front seven going up against this Detroit offensive line. Why? Because this Lions offense simply has not been the same since wide receiver Golden Tate was traded a few weeks ago versus the Philadelphia Eagles. This Lions defense will definitely have their hands full in attempting to stop Panthers quarterback Cam Newton, as this is going to be a classic chess match in this one. However, I'm going to take the battle-tested Panthers by the score of 27-19. Now, in Indianapolis, you're going to have the 4-5 Colts hosting the 5-4 Tennessee Titans in a crucial AFC South battle. You look at the Colts, and this team is buying into what first-year head coach Frank Reich is selling. And more importantly, it's good to have a veteran quarterback such as Andrew Luck back under center. But you look at the Titans. They got that big-time dominating victory at home last week versus the New England Patriots, and they have to find a way to keep that momentum going. Tennessee is going to come after you defensively, but also you look at their offense with running back Derrick Henry. I think this is going to be a classic paint-swapping game, which will rely on field position as well as turnovers. But I'm going to take the Colts to escape at home by the score of 24-23. Now, at MetLife Stadium in East Rutherford, New Jersey, it's the 2-7 New York Football Giants hosting the 3-6 Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Both of these teams are basically out of playoff contention, and they have an eye towards 2019. For the Giants, you want to try to get your first home win of the season, and you want to keep that momentum going after you got a win on Monday Night Football this past week versus the San Francisco 49ers. You look at the Giants' offensive line, they were able to block and protect veteran quarterback Eli Manning enough in order for him to get the football out. But I expect New York to try to go out there and establish the running game with rookie running back Saquon Barkley. Get him going and try to set things up for play action to tight end Evan Engram and, of course, wide receivers Odell Beckham Jr. and Sterling Shepard. Now, this Giants offensive line is going to have their hands full. Why? Because this game marks the return of defensive end Jason Pierre-Paul. Of course, JPP was a Giants first-round pick in 2010, and he was a part of their championship team in 2011. And speaking of defense, the Giants defense has to go out there and force some turnovers from Bucs quarterback Ryan Fitzpatrick while also containing their big-time duo with wide receiver in DeSean Jackson and Mike Evans. I think this is going to be a back and forth affair, but I think the Giants do have enough momentum for themselves after week number 10's win at San Francisco. Thus, I'm going to take New York at home by the score of 27-24. Now, in Maryland, it's going to be the 6-3 Washington Redskins hosting the 6-3 Houston Texans. And in spite of the fact that the Redskins are home, they are actually the underdog in this contest by a field goal. This Redskins defense has to find a way to contain Texans quarterback Deshaun Watson, because as Deshaun Watson goes, so does this Texans offense. But one matchup that you want to circle in this one, it's Texans wide receiver DeAndre Hopkins going up against Redskins cornerback Josh Norman. I think this is going to be a great battle, two all pros going at it, and they are definitely going to try to get the leg up on each other throughout this contest. Now, Redskins quarterback Alex Smith has been flying under the radar this season, but he has been getting the job done. However, he and this Redskins offensive line are going to have their hands full with this Texans front seven, which includes J.J. Watt, Jadeveon Clowney, and Whitney Mercilus. Thus, I'm going to take Houston on the road in this contest by the score of 30-24. Now, in Jacksonville, you're going to have the 3-6 Jaguars hosting the 6-2-1 Pittsburgh Steelers. And don't look now, but Pittsburgh is one of the hottest teams in the NFL, and they are clicking on all cylinders. And the backbone of this Jacksonville team coming into this year was their defense. And they simply don't have their identity right now. And that's not good for them, because they're facing a Steelers offense which is clicking with running back James Conner, veteran quarterback Ben Roethlisberger, and of course wide receivers Antonio Brown and Juju Smith-Schuster. This Pittsburgh defense is going to pin their ears back, and they're coming after Blake Bortles, the Jacksonville quarterback, early and often tomorrow. Thus, I'm going to take the black and gold in this contest by the score of 34-23. Now, in the AFC North, you're going to have the 5-4 Cincinnati Bengals traveling to take on the 4-5 Baltimore Ravens. And the last time that these two teams met in Baltimore, you have to go back to week number 17 last year, when the Ravens simply had a winning in scenario and the Bengals sent them home. Now, in this contest here, we don't know who's going to be the starting quarterback for the Ravens. As you've seen Joe Flacco with some injuries, you've also seen Lamar Jackson with some injuries this week, and there is a possibility that veteran quarterback Robert Griffin III could get the start under center for Baltimore. He will be facing a Cincinnati team that is looking to get back on track after they were simply shredded at home last week versus the New Orleans Saints. I expect offensively the Bengals to try to get running back Joe Mixon going, and I think defensively they want to go out there and they want to play with a nasty, edgy chip on their shoulders like we are accustomed to seeing a Marvin Lewis defense. I think the Bengals get back on track, and I think they expose the Ravens' miscues right now, or the thinness of, or rather, at the quarterback position for Baltimore. Thus, I'm going to take Cincinnati on the road by the score of 26-17. Now, in the desert, you're going to have the 2-7 Arizona Cardinals hosting the 1-8 Oakland Raiders in a battle for draft position. Now, like I've said before, the season has gotten away from the Raiders, and I don't see this team playing hard for head coach John Gruden the rest of the way. The Cardinals are 2-7, but things are looking up because they found their guy at quarterback in Josh Rosen. He still has a veteran like wide receiver Larry Fitzgerald to get the football to, and you look at running back David Johnson, who is coming back from his injury and regaining his spot as one of the better all-purpose backs in the NFL. The Cardinals play hard for head coach Steve Wilks, and that's something I cannot say for the Oakland Raiders and John Gruden. And I think that will be the difference in this game. This, I'm going to take Arizona at home by the score of 30-20. Now in Carson, it's going to be the 7-2 Los Angeles Chargers hosting the 3-6 Denver Broncos. The Chargers come into this contest favored by a touchdown, and they have been one of the better teams in the NFL this season that not a lot of people are talking about. Now, veteran quarterback Phillip Rivers has a bevy of talented playmakers around him to get the football to, such as wide receiver Tyrell Williams, running back Melvin Gordon, and of course an ageless one at tight end in Antonio Gates. But it's all about this Chargers defense. Joey Bosa practiced this week in limited action, and that's important because he adds a different element to what the Chargers can do. Now, if the Chargers get a lead and Broncos quarterback Case Keenum is in a throwing sense, I'll tell you right now, rookie safety Derwin James will make him pay. This guy is in the running to be the NFL's Defensive Rookie of the Year. He covers a lot of territory in that Chargers secondary, and he can also deliver the wood. I think the Chargers are a sleeper right now in the postseason, and they're going to find a way to easily get past Denver in this one. Thus, I'm going to take LA at home by the score of 31-20. Now, in the Superdome in New Orleans, you're going to have the 8-1 New Orleans Saints hosting the 4-5 Philadelphia Eagles. And don't look now, if Philly loses this game, more than likely, you're going to have the defending Super Bowl champions sitting at home come January when the postseason rolls around. And it's going to be tough for the Eagles in this game. Offensively, they have to deal with the Saints defense that is rolling. And defensively, the Eagles have to find a way to stop a Saints offense led by quarterback Drew Brees that is so difficult to stop under the lights in the dome. You look at Philly, this season has simply gotten away from them, while New Orleans is clicking right now on all cylinders. This one's going to take the Saints at home by the score of 31-24. Now on Sunday Night Football, it's a classic NFC North battle as you're going to have the 5-3-1 Minnesota Vikings traveling to take on the 6-3 Chicago Bears with first place in the division on the line. Now the Bears are 2.5 points favorites at home, and it is a lot and due in large part to what they can do on defense. Now Khalil Mack has been in and out of the lineup this season for the Bears, but they still have a ton of talent at wide receiver led by rookie inside linebacker Roquan Smith. You look at quarterback Mitchell Trubisky, and the confidence level for this youngster is increasing as the weeks go along. However, he's going to have to deal with a very tough Vikings pass rush as they're going to try to contain him, confuse him, frustrate him, and beat him. Now, on the flip side, I look at this Bears defense trying to go out there and try to rattle veteran quarterback Kirk Cousins for the Vikings in what should be an interesting chess match between these two teams all game long. There's no love lost between the Bears and the Vikings. This is a longtime rivalry in the NFL. It's only going to be 36 degrees at kickoff, which means that field position is going to be important in this one. But I think Chicago escapes at home with a 23-20 victory. And finally, on Monday Night Football, a potential Super Bowl preview as you have the 9-1 Kansas City Chiefs traveling to take on the 9-1 Los Angeles Rams. This game was initially scheduled to take place in Mexico City, but the NFL decided to move the game back to LA due to poor field conditions in Mexico City. You look at this Rams offense right now, and it starts and ends with running back Todd Gurley, who more than likely could be the NFL MVP this year. However, Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes may have something to say about that. Now, I look at this Rams defense. Can they get to Patrick Mahomes? And that's going to be important because he has a strong arm, and he can also get that football out quick to the likes of Tyreek Hill and tight end Travis Kelce. This Chiefs defense has shown that they can give up points at times, and that's going to be important because if they can't slow down Todd Gurley, as Todd Gurley goes, the rest of this Rams offense goes. And if they cannot stop Todd Gurley, quarterback Jared Goff can get into a rhythm very quickly as well, and it could be a long night in LA for the Chiefs. I think this is going to be a back and forth affair with two of the better offenses in the NFL on display, but I take the Rams in a squeaker 34-33. So folks, those are my picks for week number 11 in the NFL season. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, this podcast on 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line filing tax and books. And although that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. Now, you can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it'll be my pleasure to follow you right back. There's also the sports discussion group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out. Drop a line and be a part of one of the better sports debating sites going on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.